This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white.
And good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. As you can tell, this is Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son, leading the charge here going forward. So give us a call so we can answer all the gardening questions. Try to keep everything the same as what my father did. Try to do everything the same. I will say his knowledge was multiple times what I have. I have some time to learn, but that's one of the things that my father always talked about was continuing to learn daily, and that was something that really meant a lot to me. And you know, it's something that I've been really thinking about more often, getting more information about products, getting more information about plants, etc. So something to think about. It's going to be pretty nice out there today. I'm just looking at the weather right now, and it's 63 degrees where I am in Lowell, Massachusetts, about 77 degrees out there, so later today. So great day to get out to the garden, get some planting done, get the garden ready for winter and cleaned up. So get out there, have your cup of coffee, read your paper, that type of thing, and then get out and enjoy the day. Again, the phone number here is 855-660-4261. Let's go right into the lines. Nathan, who's up first this hour?
Anna in Massachusetts.
Anna, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, Patrick. Well, first of all, I want to express my sympathies on your father's passing.
Thank you.
And I'm a long-time listener. I have a question on the Montauk daisy. How far back should I cut them after they bloom?
So, Montauk daisy is one of those ones where it's the multiple cutbacks. But after they bloom, you know, getting them ready for the year, you're gonna want to cut them back more dramatically at this point. After they've bloomed, after they're done for the season, and they're starting to go
right
back. It's one of those things where you do prune again early in the spring, but you don't Go ahead.
Yeah, I didn't get around to pruning them at all this year, and some of them are quite high.
Well, so if they're getting too much for you, this would be a fine time to cut them back to do that. They're pretty low maintenance, so cutting them back is not going to really hurt you. By doing that, especially going into the season where it's just going to be just real cool, cold, they're going to go dormant, that type of thing.
So it wouldn't hurt if you don't cut them back?
Well, you know, I would say I would definitely prune them almost till about like 6 inches at this point.
Okay.
Your biggest one is to really do the spring pruning. That's your best to get the best flowering. That's when you want to do the 6 inches the best. So they're going to be about 6 inches in early spring, and then they're going to do that second pruning in July.
Uh-huh.
So those are the most important pruning for the Montauk Daisy. So if you don't get around to doing any of the cutback at this point, that would be fine too. It's just going forward, make sure you get those that spring and then that July cutback to make sure you get the plant the way you want it, that compacted version of it, the smaller version, so it just doesn't get out of hand. You want the leaves to be closer together on the stem, not spread out. When it's spread out, it's just being forced too much. It's looking for water, that type of thing.
Okay, so spring and July are the best time to prune. And
yes.
A little bit now.
You could do that right now, like I said.
It's flowering right now.
Well, so you want to do it after the flowering's all done. You want
right.
to wait and have, enjoy the plant, do everything you can to, enjoy it while it's here.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, the bigger pruning times for a Montauk Daisy is that spring, that earlier spring, and then around July 4th-ish, pinching
right.
it back a bit and getting it cut back to compact that plant a little bit. And usually trying to make some divisions of the plant every 3 to 5 years, because after 3 to 5 years, the plant starts to overcrowd, so the center will start to die out if you have too many
right.
outshoots of it. So that's usually done around July as well. So that would be part of your pruning back at that time. So those are the two most important times to be doing it, in my opinion.
Okay, Patrick. Thank you very, very much. I appreciate it.
No problem, Anna. Good luck in the future with them. And thank you for the phone call.
Bye.
The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions the best we can. Are animals eating those beautiful, expensive plants around your home? Bonines Repels All is the answer. Bonines Repels All is an all-natural animal repellent that repels deer, rabbits, skunks, squirrels, chipmunks, raccoons, and many more by scent, taste, and as an irritant. Unlike other repellents, Repels All does not have an unpleasant odor and will last for up to 2 months. You can safely apply all-natural Repels All to trees, shrubs, perennials, bulbs, and other plants. It's also great to use on structures and fences to prevent horses from chewing on them. Repels All is available in both a liquid and granular form. The liquids are available in ready-to-use, concentrate, and hose-end sprayer container, which attaches to your garden hose. The granular form is available in shaker containers for easy application and a 6-pound bag that you can apply through your spreader. Bonine products are family-made in America. Repels All is available at these fine stores: Mahoney's at a garden center near you, Hart Farm in Dennisport, Massachusetts, and Longfellow's Greenhouse in Manchester, Maine. Again, phone number here, 855-660-4261. Let's go right back into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Mary in Pennsylvania.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Barron Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yeah. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I got two questions, one about my amaryllis and one about dahlias. I'd like to know, I bought my amaryllis in. How do I get them to bloom now for around Christmas?
Well, so you're starting, do you just have the bulb now, or is it?
No, it's a plant. It was a bulb with leaves on. I had it out over the summer.
Okay. Now, this is the time, so you're going to start to fertilize that amaryllis now with an all-purpose fertilizer to start to get it going. It takes about, so you want it just for Christmas, or do you want it, for a little bit of time before it?
Well, I got leaves on it. It's, it's got leaves on it, and I've been putting fertilizer during the summer, in the pot. So now I'm bringing it in, but I want to know, do I keep it in the pot or take it out? And
definitely keep it in the pot.
Really?
unless you think that you need to, it needs to be a bigger plant, bigger pot. The one thing I'd look at, so take a look at the soil that's there and the plant. I want you to take the bulb, because it is sticking up from the ground a bit.
Right.
I want you to pull at it from the pot and see if it's really tight in there or if the soil is loose. If the soil is loose, you do not need to replant it or anything along those lines. You want to really just leave it be. But if it is very tight, you could replant it. That being said, at this point, it's really doing everything that it can for this coming year. With just the leaves starting, this is the time to start watering and feeding and get them going for Christmas. If you wanted to wait a little bit more time just so you could kind of time it correctly, you could wait another couple weeks.
Well, I got real big leaves on it already.
which is perfect. The thing you want to do is when it start to see those shoots coming out, the flower buds, that's when you stop fertilizing. You don't want to fertilize at that time because you've given everything you can already to it.
I thought somebody told me one time you take it out of the pot and leave the leaves dry off, and then replant it again.
Well, so that's usually after it blooms for you. After the blossom, you want it to kind of go into that dormancy period. Have that time to do it. It's one of those things. It's not... There's multiple times that you can replant an amaryllis. I can give you a little bit more information on the other side of the break. I wanna touch on the dahlia question as well. So hang tight for me, Mary, on the line. We'll be right back with you.
Okay.
The phone number here is 855-660-4261.
Weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission, to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more on the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long, plus it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn, all in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Mary. She had some questions about amaryllis. So I just want to touch base a little bit more, Mary. So when you were saying you want to get it to bloom for Christmas, that's one of the reasons why I was pushing the fertilizer and getting it ready. Because it usually takes about 6 to 8 weeks for it to bloom. Once it goes into that from that dormancy period. What you were talking about is letting the leaves dry off, cutting them back, and then putting them into the soil. That's usually like a 2-month process that has to happen. And if you're looking to try to get it to blossom for Christmas, we don't have that 2-month time. So that's kind of why I'm pushing you a little bit to feed it and get it ready. Because normally what you would do, and what I'd like to see you do next year, is at the end of August, bring the plant in, let it dry out, stop the fertilization, and you're really what you're trying to do is let it rest. You're giving it that 6 to 8 week time where it has that dormancy period, so it can store up its energy and then bring that energy back to the plant. So it would be like a end of August, beginning of September. You stop watering it. You take the bulb into a cool area, away from any bright light, like a basement or a garage. The leaves will just start to wither and fall as it goes dormant. You leave it alone. You don't water it for, like I said, about 6 to 8 weeks. Sometimes, depending upon when you want to do it, you can even wait longer. What I did on the break is I was just Googling a chart of how long it would take and some of the dates of when you could start and when it would bloom for you. I was looking and, they said when you start December 1st getting it ready, you're going to have blossoms like January 7th to January 28th. So that's one of the reasons why I was like, we got to fertilize and get going at this point.
Oh, and what do you fertilize it with?
just like an all-purpose fertilizer. You know, you could be using like a liquid fertilizer from Espoma. They have some great liquid fertilizers. Or you could use like an all-purpose, like a 10-10-10 might be a little bit much, but something along those lines. Neptune's Harvest fertilizers are good, but you're only doing it like... you're doing it maybe twice a month.
Oh, okay.
You know, every 14 days. So it's one of those quicker release fertilizers, like that liquid fertilizer that doesn't sit in the soil, not that slow release. Because you, at this point, you want that quicker release to the bulb. Huh. Whereas the slow release, you could use like an Osmocote, that type to put in there. But you, the better fertilizer for what you're looking for is that quicker release, that liquid formula. So all that being said, that's one of the reasons why I was pushing you a little bit to start getting it ready.
Okay.
Going forward in the future, you know, end of August, beginning of September, that's when you give it that, 2 months period, like that 6 to 8 week period. You could still do that at this point because I'm looking at 6 to 8 weeks from now would be 6 weeks from now is going to be a, right before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And so that's going to give you, it might not give you enough time to be right at Christmas.
Okay.
It might be a New Year's type blossom or a little bit after that.
Okay.
So kind of look at it going forward as you need 6 to 8 weeks of dormancy.
Right.
And then it takes 6 to 8 weeks for it to blossom again. So about a 4 month process to really get it to the date that you want. So we're looking back at, so it would be that August 25th, if you wanted it for the Christmas Day, just about.
Oh, okay.
To really start that process. So going forward, you can do that, but this way I would definitely start getting it going now. Or wait about, 15 days, and you'll have it right around Christmas, or unless you want it a little bit before. Because blossoms do last, you know, a little bit more than a week, 10, 14 days, maybe even more. So, you know, having it early might be nice, so that way you can guarantee that you have those flowers for that Christmas celebration.
Okay.
And then I know we're going to the break again, so I do apologize. I know you have a question about dahlia, so if you have some time and want to hang on, we can get to that dahlia right after the break.
Okay.
Yeah, phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America's Supreme Court will begin a new work week at full strength for the first time in many months, as Brett Kavanaugh has been sworn in as the High Court's 114th Justice. The 53-year-old judge confirmed to the post by the U.S. Senate just a few hours earlier.
The nomination of Brett M. Kavanaugh of Maryland to be an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States is confirmed.
Vice President Mike Pence there announcing the final vote of 50-48. Later, as Kavanaugh took the oath, protesters were chanting outside the Supreme Court building. After Secretary of State Mike Pompeo meets with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Pyongyang earlier today, he posts a photo of himself and Kim on Twitter saying that progress towards denuclearizing the North continues to be made. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Back to the Paul Barron Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to get right back into the phone lines. Mary has been on with us for a little bit here, and I want to answer all the questions for her. So, Mary, I know you had a question about dahlias. What was your question?
I'd like to know when. I know I can bring them in before the frost. And
okay.
Last year, I put them in peat moss.
Yep.
Bring them in. Is that all right?
Yeah, so actually one of the things you want to do is it's usually right after the first frost is when you want to bring them in. You want to have a little bit of dieback on the dahlia itself. So this is what I'd like to see you do. So that first frost happens. You're going to see a little bit of the foliage is going to, it's going to blacken a little bit. And you're going to cut off all the plant except for about 2 inches.
Okay.
All the way down to the ground. And what you're going to do from there is you're going to dig up the tubers.
Right.
Dig up, you know, a root ball, decent size, so you can get all the tubers and the roots that are there.
Mm-hmm.
What you want to do is you want to actually then, from that root ball, leave it out a little bit to dry for a few days where it's not going to get hit by the frost.
Okay.
So, you know, maybe it's under a deck. It's kind of out of direct sunlight, but you want it to dry. You know, usually you think of the sun's going to dry stuff out quicker, but we want to keep it out of that direct sunlight because you don't want it to dry out too quickly.
Okay.
So a frost-free area.
Huh?
Once it's dried out for a few days, you want to try and shake out as carefully as you can any of the excess soil, that type of thing.
Uh-huh.
So get rid of the soil that's on it, because you just want the tuber itself.
Right.
Then you're going to put them in some sort of like ventilated box or a basket, that type of thing. Place them in there with, as you have done with peat moss. You can use like a slightly moistened sand or vermiculite. One of those three. And you place it in a cool, dry location where the temperatures are going to stay around 45 to 55. Keep it in that section. You don't want it to get too warm. You don't want it to get too cold. The one thing you want to make sure is you're going to actually have to periodically water it through the winter.
Just a little water over it.
That's exactly what I want you to do. I don't want you to be, you know, taking a hose and watering them. This is more of like you can actually mist them, the peat moss and the tubers slightly. And it's really one of the things you're doing is you're checking on them so they're not drying out, but you're also checking for any of them that are rotting. To get rid of any of that. So once they kind of go into that period, some of them you can easily just, you know, break apart if they're rotting, so you can keep the others. You don't want the rot to just go to everything else. So that's one of the reasons why you periodically check on it. You know, it's probably every couple weeks. It's not like an everyday type thing. You know, until you kind of get the hang of it, it sounds like you've done it before, but until you get the hang of, like, okay, it's going to take about 2 weeks in this time for it to dry out, I'm going to check every 2 weeks, or you check every 10 days. It's kind of a process that you kind of have to figure out on a case-by-case basis.
Okay.
It depends on the temperature. If it's sticking more in the 55 degrees and sometimes gets a little bit warmer, they might dry out a little bit quicker, and they might be trying to actively grow a little bit. You want that cool temperature, like I was saying, that 45 to 55 degrees. Mm-hmm. It's kind of the same thing with doing with an amaryllis. It's giving it that dormancy period. A lot of bulbs or tubers want to have that dormancy period over the winter, a couple months of it, so that I can rebuild for the next year and come back better than ever.
Oh, okay. And then what kind of fertilizer do I get? I don't know. I use bone meal. Is that all right to put in the hole when I plant them again?
Oh, yeah, perfect. You can be using that. That's not a problem. And then from there, during the season, you could use like a garden tone from Espoma.
Okay.
That would be great to fertilize it a few times. You could go with some of the liquid fertilizers during the growing season when it's got a lot of leaves and it hasn't started to bloom. You could look for a heavy bloom booster type fertilizer. What that would be is if you look at the three numbers that are on any fertilizer, that middle number being the highest of the three is going to help produce better blossoms. It's a lot of times you'll see it as a bloom booster or a bloom maker, that type of thing. So those would be, you know, later in the season to help promote that.
Okay. All right.
So
all
those
right.
Are,
nope, that's it. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mary, thanks for hanging on. Those are some great questions for this time of year that others are probably thinking at the same time. So that's why I kept you on for so long. So I appreciate you standing by with us on those commercial breaks.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right, Mary, you enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Thank you. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I just wanted to share one more time. Lee had called a couple times today. That last time gave me goosebumps. I went upstairs. My mom had stayed over with us, told my wife and my mom the story that Lee told me over the air. We all got goosebumps. So, Lee, awesome. Thank you. You called back, said your wife was born on November 13th. So that's pretty cool. 13 is an awesome number. Leads me into my next point. Being able to do this show, I now get to say happy birthday to my loved ones. And my oldest, Katie, is going to be 3 years old in 4 days. So it's pretty cool stuff. I get to announce it on the radio. She gets to hear it. And I'm saying it early so I can be one of the first to say happy birthday, Katie. Pretty personal, cool stuff. So the phone number here is 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Warren in New Hampshire.
Warren, welcome to the Paul Brandt Garden Club. How can we help you?
I miss your father.
I understand. I do as well.
I live in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. that northeast of Lowell, you know?
Yep, yep, no, exactly.
Mm-hmm. My question is about liquid lawn fertilizer. What kind and when?
So the liquid lawn fertilizer, I would do that more during the spring and summer. There's not a lot of...
Both spring and summer?
Yeah. So some of those liquid fertilizers for lawns are more fast-acting. They're not longer period of time. So I would use those earlier in the year.
In early spring and mid-summer, like that?
I'd say maybe mid to late spring, early summer, and then part of the summer.
Early summer, okay.
And do that a couple of times. I'd rather...
Sometimes?
Yeah, you could do it about 2-3 times, maybe 4. Because depending upon the liquid...
Yeah.
So depending upon the liquid fertilizer that you're putting there...
What do you suggest?
So that the liquid fertilizer that it, you know, if you were to use it during those times, is it faster acting? It doesn't stay into the soil as long. It's not a slow release, whereas your granular fertilizers are. Hence why there's only like 4 application processes. I like to say it's a 5 application process. Whereas the granules, you'd be putting a lot of times you'd be putting them down. The last time you would have put it down was about the end of August, beginning of September. Usually wait about 6 to 8 weeks in between, and then you'd put your fifth application down. The reason why at this point I'd want to put a granular fertilizer down is because you're really feeding for the all winter but into the spring. And the liquid, you don't want, it has a, the liquid tries to produce more growth. The granular fertilizer at this time of year is trying to help the root system and produce for next year and not push the green shoots. So that's why I'd like to see you at this point do a granular fertilizer. The liquids are more to push growth.
Sorry to interrupt.
Yep.
But, I can't do it. I'm 90. I have a local garden take care of people here. And I got to tell them, and they use liquid.
Okay.
I got to do what
they
do. I just want to make sure that they're using the right liquid and how often.
So what I'd like to see you do is if there is a, you know, find out exactly what the liquid formulation that they're using and that they've done. Ask a couple questions to them and say, hey, you know, what are you using? Because they're not going to use, if they use a liquid formula, it's not going to be as strong at this time of year. They're really focusing on the root system and helping develop that versus shoots. So it's going to be a lower balance number. At this point, you don't need the nitrogen, which would be the first number in the fertilizer, because the nitrogen is going to help green up the plant and promote new growth. And then the phosphorus, which is that middle number, is going to help produce more of the roots and take care of the roots for the shoots. So I'd like to see you ask a couple questions and see, and I'm sure if somebody's doing it for you at this period in time, if they're going to be putting any liquid fertilizer down, it's going to be less than the full rate. It's going to be maybe half the rate. That could be what's happening for you.
Your full rate is 10-10-10?
I wouldn't throw away the 10-10-10. You can use it on others. But a 10-10-10 at this point for the lawn, you're looking for it to go more in a dormant period. So I wouldn't be putting it on there if it was me.
In the spring, what's to use? 10-10-10?
You could use the 10-10-10, or you're looking for maybe a little bit heavier in the nitrogen. A lot of times the first application, if you look at a granular formulation, it's about like 28-29. It says usually 28-29, 0, maybe like 5 or 10. Nothing really with the phosphorus. So you want a heavy first number, a heavy nitrogen, to help produce greening of the lawn, that type of thing. And then the second step, which is usually about 6 to 8 weeks later, you still have a higher nitrogen level, which is, you know, in the low 20s, with a 0 phosphorus, and then again with a 5 to 10 potassium. So those at that time of year, that's when you'd be doing the higher nitrogen. This time of year would be lower nitrogen. And depending upon... if you're looking to add grass seed at this point, say you wanted to put some, you know, fill in some of the gaps, fill in some of the brown areas, you would want that heavier middle number to help produce the roots and the shoots for next year. You'd obviously get some growth this year. But like I said, it'd be that heavy middle number at this time of year. You can also use that heavy middle number in the spring if you're putting seed down. Like I said before, that middle number, that phosphorus high number, is for root development growth. And the better you take care of your roots, the better the shoots are. So that's something to definitely take a look at going forward.
Yeah. Well, I thank you.
All right, Warren, thank you so much for the phone call and continuing to listen to us. I appreciate your kind words in regards to my father.
Every Sunday. Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Warren. Enjoy the rest of your day. The phone number here, thank you. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. Do everything we can to help you out going forward and getting ready for winter.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries, roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps, so your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass. All in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I'm going to go right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Angelo's in New York.
Angelo, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes, first of all, I'd like to give you and your family my condolences on the loss of your dad.
Thank you.
He was very knowledgeable and will truly be missed.
Thank you so much.
I had spoken to your dad just before one of his last broadcasts, and I had a situation where I had a lot of crabgrass on my front lawn, and he had suggested to get crabgrass killer and to lay down probably two, maybe even three sprains to make sure you kill all the crabgrass, which I had done. And approximately September the 24th, I laid down new grass seeds, I put down fertilizer, and I put down a thin layer of topsoil. And the grass is growing very nicely, but there are some places that are still kind of bare and other places that are kind of thinly growing. And I'd like to find out, is it possible to step on the grass at this point in time? It's only been about 2.5-3 weeks since the growth, new growth started. Can I step on it and reseed those areas? Or should
definitely.
I hold off?
Definitely. And get out there and do that. Usually, so with grassy, depending upon the areas, it takes about 14 to 21 days, maybe 28 days, for seed to grow. I like to look at it. It's been, I was the 24th, so we're looking at 2 weeks already. I'd definitely get in there and put more seed down. multiple
seeds. Well, sucking on the grass is not going to destroy the new growth, correct?
No. At this point, it's starting to come up and be fine. What I'd like to see you do is just not spend a ton of time on there, obviously. Just head over everything with the spreader that you've done. Maybe, you know, I would do the whole lawn, not just those areas that haven't hit something. Because what I like to say is if there's nothing on the ground and you don't put any seed down, there's nothing with weeds to compete with, the weed seeds that are there. So that's why I like to put down seed. And that goes for any time of the year. A lot of people say, excuse me, don't put grass seed down in the middle of summer. Yes, ideally don't put grass seed down in the middle of summer. But if you have an area that you've killed off and it's just bare, if you don't put any seed down, what are the weeds going to compete with? That all being said, that's one of the reasons why I want you to do the whole lawn, not just those little patchy areas. Because you might just get some new growth in there, and the other areas, some could fade, some could not do as well. I like to see everything covered and redone. So it's been 2 weeks. I think you should be fine. You do not have to put another starter fertilizer down. Do not, if you put one down, because that will last for about 6 to 8 weeks. I would definitely look at it in a few weeks, maybe the end of October, and see if, you know, if you're starting to see some of that growth, seeing those areas that are filled in, use like a step four or application four of fertilizer, like your winterizer, again, to help it through the winter. So almost it's like a five application process. That fertilizer will help put the roots to bed, help put the shoots and everything and collect them and make sure they're taken care of.
So I can go to a box store to get a application for fertilizer?
I mean, I personally would go to a local garden center, but you can get them anywhere. You can even go online. We have a great sponsor, Natural Alternative, that will actually, if you call them and tell them what you've been doing, they'll get some of the right formulation for you and remind you when to fertilize going forward. So that's a pretty cool thing to do that you might not have from a box store. That being said, putting fertilizer down in the fall is just going to help you for next year. If you just put fertilizer down in the spring a couple times and then don't do anything, every year you're almost starting over. So that's why I like to see the five-step process. It really, really does more for your lawn and that type of thing.
All right, so the application four, I should put that down again at the end of October?
About October, beginning of November, as long as the ground hasn't completely frozen, but it's definitely something to do. It's a five-application process.
And one quick last question. Can I just spread it over the dirt and just leave it there?
Yes.
If I rake it up, I'm going to destroy the new growth.
Yes, definitely, Angelo.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.